AGLO International says prayer is an assignment mandated to every human being regardless of their religious affiliation, as Ghana and some 15 other countries in Africa prepare to go to the polls to elect new leaders. It is the duty of people in these countries to seek the face of God for divine intervention. Opening the annual Watchman on the Wall seminar in Accra, President of the group, Dr. Dorothy Danso, said Ghana is a sovereign country whose people believe in God's visitation in the affairs of the nation. She declared Ghana will not perish because the people will declare God as the winner in the November elections. Irabna Paha reports.
The main hall of the Accra International Conference Center was charged with members of the AGLO International singing and dancing to both local and foreign gospel songs. The annual seminar dubbed The Watchman on the Wall is a platform on which members of the group seek divine intervention in matters relating to the nation. It is also designed to equip believers by providing them with a biblical framework to understand and communicate issues regarding fervent prayer for the nation and the people. Dwelling on Isaiah 62, President of AGLO, Dr. Mrs. Dorothy Danso said God has placed the watchman on the walls of Ghana, who will never be silent day or night, ensuring the safety of the country. Waxing biblical, Dr. Danso allayed the fears of the people, saying, "He that watches over Ghana will never sleep nor slumber."
In the days of the Bible, a shofar was blown to warn the people of danger, set them up for war, rebuke them, check their purpose and direction, call them for celebration linearly. There were specific people that were chosen to lead in the performance of this assignment, and the people were called the watchmen. Are you the watchmen?
Tourism Minister Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejiri, who represented President Mahama, believes in the prayers of AGLO and other religious institutions aimed at ensuring peaceful election in November.
Of linking our society, self-proclaimed prophets abound. It is easy to analyze, scrutinize, and talk about all the problems in the world and in our nation. But we really need people who will not just discuss a situation, but who will do everything in their power. For us in government, this intercession by AGLO International means a lot to us. Even if the devil is our back, I believe that our prayers will help us to overcome.
Special prayers led by Mrs. Gitti Afenyidazi were said for Ghana and some war-torn countries. The climax of the three-day seminar will be held at the Independence Square on Saturday under the theme, "The Lord Will Not Sleep for the Sake of Ghana."